David's Daily Devotional.
Oh, indeed, this is the time for the daily devotional here on Worship Radio 247. Just as an aside, I just wanted to say this. Now that we are live streaming on TV, it would be good if next Friday, that's a week from today, we had breaking of the bread, and you'll be able to join me, whether you watch or whether you listen, it makes no difference. You'll be able to join in. We had breaking of the bread last Friday. We're going to do it next Friday. And it would be good, actually, if we could do this twice a month. It would be wonderful, in fact. So next Friday, we will be breaking bread live on the air. And I want you to join me using fruit juice or wine or whatever you want to do, red wine or Ribena, and some bread. And we'll break bread together live on the air. That'll be next Friday. Right now we're looking at the daily devotional. We're looking at Psalm 145. We've been from verse 1. We're now on verse 15 of this awesome psalm. And it says this: the eyes of all look to you, Lord, in hope. You give them their food as they need it. The eyes of all look to you in hope. You give them their food as they need it. Now, I believe that the psalmist is talking about food here for one specific reason, because, you see, I believe that food and water is what sustains life. In other words, you don't need a car, you don't need a house, you can live in a tent. You don't need this, you don't need that, you don't need expensive clothes. But food and water are what sustains life. And I believe that what the psalmist is saying here is, the eyes of all look to you in hope because you give them what they need. You give them the food they need. You see, beloved, God is not in the business of giving you what you want. Because sometimes what you want doesn't do you any good. Only yesterday I was thinking very deeply about my life and about what has been going on in my life. I'm now 60 years old. I know I don't look it. I know that. I do sometimes, I tell you. I'm now 60 years old and I've looked back at my life, and I only did that yesterday. And I was thinking very deeply, Lord, what would my life have been like if this had happened, or if that had happened? As an actor, there were two, maybe three times in my entire career, and I was an actor for some 20 years, there was two or three times when I came this close, and if you're watching on TV, this close, I came this close to actually becoming quite a major television and film star. It didn't happen. It didn't happen to me. And I was saying to God yesterday, what would have happened, Lord, if things had changed and I had become a major television and film star? What would have happened to my life? And I was very certain. I was really so sure. God spoke to my heart, and I believe he said to me, if you had become a film star, you would be nowhere near where you are today. You would be nowhere near me. You would be living your own life. And when he said you'd be living your own life, I got to thinking, knowing me as I know me, oh dear, it wouldn't have been a good life at all. I would have been a mess. Maybe I would have been famous. Maybe I would have had lots and lots and lots of money. But I wouldn't have been happy. I would have been in a mess. I would have been in a very dark place. That I know for sure, for sure, for sure. And yet, my life took a completely different turn one day when I was offered a job by God TV. I had a phone call. I was at Stoneleigh Bible Week and not having a particularly good week either. I had a phone call from Stoneleigh, and it came from God TV. a guy called Graham Spencer at God TV. He rang me and said to me, David, how you doing? And I said, I'm doing fine. I'm doing okay. He said, we would love you to present a television program called In Depth. Would you like to do that? And I said, I'd love to. And I believe hearing him say that to me changed my life. It changed my life into a new direction because all of a sudden I was now working for God TV and I was on a special sort of contract. And the contract I was on was meant that they had first call on me. So if the BBC wanted me for a TV show and I was under contract to God TV and God TV wouldn't release me, I couldn't do it. And so consequently, I rang my agent and said, listen, I've got this work from God TV. I'm going to pursue this. And really, that was the time when I said goodbye to acting. And I said hello to what started happening. That happened back in 1995. And my life took a different turn, beloved. And I know my life took a different turn for a reason. You may well say, what's this got to do with God giving us food? It's because God was doing in my life what he needed to do. What God was doing in my life was to say, go my way and you will see it will be the best for you. And ever since that moment, I have been doing what I've been doing. And during that tenure with God TV, that was when God's love poured upon me for a 7-day period. And that totally changed my life. And it changed my perception as well. And it changed my perception of saying, I want. To saying, you know what? I want to glorify God. That's what I want to do. I want to say hallelujah and glory to God for what you are doing in my life. I want to say thank you for what you are providing for me. I am saying thank you for what you give me, what I need, and not what I want. What I wanted was stardom. I wanted to be a famous movie star. That's what I wanted to be. Ever since I was little, that is what I wanted. But God knew better. So he gave me what I needed. And that was the equipment and the ability to do the job that he's called me to do, beloved. And I do that now with love. I don't only work for Worship Radio 247. Incidentally, I don't earn a salary from Worship Radio 247 at all. Nothing, not a bean. We rely on donations and we rely on gifts and we never ask for money. So I don't earn a penny piece. I also do another broadcast for UCB Island Radio. And that is a 1-hour broadcast, and for that, I don't receive any money at all. So I understand this fully. The eyes of all look to you in hope. You give them their food as they need it. You give them their food as they need it. I need to go to a conference in Nashville, Tennessee. I wasn't going to say this, but I am now. I believe God wants me to say this, so I'm going to say it. And beloved, I'm not asking you for money. Please don't hear this. But I'm saying this to you so that you know. I need to go to this conference in Nashville, Tennessee. It's the NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters Conference. I need to be there for a myriad of reasons. My team know all about that. But to fly to Nashville is going to cost quite a bit of money. We reckon it's going to cost $1,500 to $2,000 by the time I paid for everything I need to pay for, hotels, etc. But I can't go. And the reason I can't go is because we do not have the funds for that. What I'm saying to you here, beloved, is the eyes of all look to you in hope. You give them their food as they need it. In other words, God gives you what you need. And not necessarily what you want. This is incredibly important that we get this today. Incredibly important that we understand this today. Because God is a God of abundance, beloved. That is for sure. I've got a business manager now, and he speaks to business people all the time saying, look, could you fund this or could you fund that? And they don't have the money to be able to fund this anymore because we're going through a global double-dip recession, so I'm told. But you see, in God, there is no recession. God provides, beloved. He always provides, but He provides what we need. That's the importance. He provides exactly what we need, when we need it, how we need it. His timing is perfect, always has been, always will be. The eyes of all look to you in hope. You give them their food as they need it. Beloved, this is what we do each and every day. We look to God in hope. Why do we look to God in hope? Because we love Him. We adore Him and we give Him the honor and the praise that He is due. And we're not thinking about ourselves at all. We're just so grateful to Almighty God for what He has already done for us. And what He continues to do for us in our lives, be it healing, be it jobs, whatever it is, beloved. If we pray earnestly, He hears our prayers and He answers our prayers because He loves us. As a father loves his children, so He loves us, but so much more. So what we do here on Worship Radio 247 is to try not to ask for things because God already knows what we need. What we try to do is to worship Him and to praise His holy name and to love Him. And we love Him this way because, beloved, He first loved us. And we say to Him, Lord God Almighty, we give You honor. And we give You glory, and we give You praise for all You are doing in our lives. We lay our lives before You now, in the mighty name of Jesus, and say, Father God, do with us as You will, for You are in control, Lord. We give You control of our lives right now. And if you agree with that statement, beloved, just say yes and amen. Yes and amen. Let's worship Him now. Let's worship Him. This is a track from Terry McCallman, and it's called Even So. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Even so, come.